after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on the beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady Chase was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah, it's hump day. Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy Steady J, man. It is crazy. It's building week, y'all. Hump day in the building. Hump day after dust right here on Life at Dust Live. And, of course, I can't do it without my co-host with the mostest, Mr. the All Makeup, Mr. Baby. My girl, Taylor Lamoske. What's up?
What's good, man? What's going on?
Not much, you know. Been trying to get it in. You know, we're almost about midway through July already, so it's been crazy, man.
Yeah, I know. Why does it feel like the summer's going so fast? Is it only me?
Oh no, it's going by pretty fast in me too. You know, I'm doing so much in the summer, and it's like, why you, like you said, it's going by so fast, but. I'm just enjoying the heat while it's here, because I don't like the winter that much. I'm not down with the winter.
I feel that. I like the winter, though.
But I feel like you want the northern people. You want them people in the north, so you like that, you know, I ain't about that life.
Yeah, you know, y'all ain't about that life in Texas, but I feel y'all, though. Do y'all thing.
See, not even when I go to... And even East Coast, I don't be down with, like I said. I'm just not a winter person. It's never like, oh my God, I love the winter so much. I'm not too big on it. You can do so much more in the summer. You can move around so much more, do so much stuff. The roads get shut down and stuff when it's iced over and all that kind of crap. So.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. But today's hump day.
It is hump day. I know what that means. Yes. The special hump day. Go ahead. You got to let them know the PSA. What is the hump day PSA that we give everybody?
If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Please.
Just like that. Yes, so... And pretty much that could mean that's a multiple means of doing responsibly. You take it how you get it, you know, how you perceive it. But I mean, it's so many different things that go into doing those things very responsibly. A lot of people just be Like, forget it. I'm just going to do it with every person that walked by me.
Hump.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
Give them that community. You what we call on the Monopoly board, the community chest. Everybody wants something out of community chess or Monopoly.
Oh Lord.
Yes. So yeah. Y'all just got a new word in the craziness of life and dust. Y'all got a new phrase now. You gotta say, man, girl, you better kick it out. You better turn into community chess.
Community chess.
Yeah. Now,
right,
part
right.
of today's
right.
show. We got a very special guest to be on the show, and she's all the way from the DMV. And, man,
yeah, man,
it was crazy. We had DMV in the building yesterday, too, man. Shot from D.C. Man, my girl, Tiana Janelle, she was definitely holding down the show and definitely had a great time with her. She was very, very interesting. And all of her name is Shot, but she has a very soft voice. It's so crazy. So, and but it was definitely a treat, you know, bringing people. I love making people. I love bringing the shy, the people that shy, pull them out to the shy mode. It's so much fun.
Yeah, that's cute.
And y'all didn't even have Taryn yesterday. So now the trouble is really about to go in now because Taryn's
here.
Oh
yeah, I'm now.
Now it's double the trouble, double the fun.
Yeah. Dynamic duo. Don't call it a comeback. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I ain't calling it a comeback. Miss Daisy came back. I was like,
whoa.
Yeah, we spent so many stories yesterday to my Kurt's wretch behind. My head is about to start spinning.
Man, that boy, he needs to sit down. Teddy, we need to schedule a meeting with him, a personal evaluation. This is like, he needs a real.
You know what? He's one of the people, it'd be hard for me to be on the show. You know, y'all know how I do here. I try to be positive. We ask some tough questions that really go deep on some people. But, you know, I try to be positive. It's hard for me to be positive a whole show with this dude. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be acting fake trying to be that. I just can't do it. Because
he really knows
that some people say no homo, but you know, he leaves a very bad taste in my mouth that I just can't deal with.
He I don't know. I feel like as a man, it's just certain stuff you shouldn't do. I don't care who you think you are, how much money you got. We just gonna say he a child, but I like to refer to him as like a community pleaser. Is what I call those type of people. Like he just serves the whole anybody, everybody, come on, come all type dude. So yeah, I don't really like him like that. So I might, yeah, that we need to get him on the show though, because I'd like to talk to him. I'd like to, you know.
I'll be sitting here like, Lord. Hallelujah, put your hands on me.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real.
I'll be going in the whole time, man. I would not be at the nice. So,
man,
just tell me, why would you do this?
I'm talking about we would be on air for 3 hours, and I'm just like, man, I just have to go in. Because, I mean, I don't like people statistically hop to the point to where whoever's dope, oh, yeah, he cool, he this and that. At the same time, you got all these young dudes looking at this fool. So imagine what they doing. So it's like when you in the spotlight, my dude, can you act like it though? If you got millions or thousands, you a thousandaire, whatever you claim to be, can you have a thousandaire mindset, my dude, instead of acting like you a 10-year-old that just found out what vagina's like? Okay, we're going to stop.
Yeah, who doesn't realize right that here, the pull-out method does not work? A grown man yells that out, and you're way older than me. I just need you to freaking, like, don't have sex anymore.
Everybody,
when we say the word, and please do it responsibly, one of the people we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because if you don't because part of doing it responsibly means if you don't know the consequences of what happens when you do it, then you just, you know, why do it?
Right, true. I feel that, man. But off of him, that's crazy. But there has been some other crazy news that's been going on, though, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of showing out for real.
Yeah, I mean, there's me. This one right here, I saw it right away. And I was like, So, of course, Rihanna got some is now in love with somebody else now. She has a new love. Look at that. Now, here we go, everybody. Y'all ready for some fun? Not necessarily a new love. We're not surprised. Like, this rumor is starting to make up again. But apparently it's been confirmed this morning that Rihanna is back together with, drumroll please, Drake.
Yeah. Because he hates sleeping alone. I'm trying to tell you.
Now,
that's a good match. I like Rihanna and Drake together. I like that. I think
you already know. I got something to say about that. I'll get you going anymore. But according to my reading, they're saying, of course I have here, they really are, it's not just a rumor. It's not a rumor. It's a true fact that they're going out. So, how do I feel about that? I'm going to let you go first, Karen, because you say you like the couple. I'm opposed to you, so I got to let you go over first. Go ahead and share your thoughts.
Okay. I feel like, personally, shit, at least she ain't running a while. I hope he could just tame that thing, but I don't think so. But at least we ain't got to worry about him hitting her. I mean, if anything, we're going to be hearing about Drake getting beat. So it's just, I mean, that ain't right either. Let's filter that. Nobody sue me for that one. That's not right either. But I just feel like it is what it is. I mean, I'd rather her be with Drake than be with Chris. That's what I'm looking at right now. That's the scenario I'm within, the whole, you know, little stuff I'm going through. So, I don't know. It's smooth. It's crazy. But I don't know how long this going to last. I mean, we know how Rhea is, and we know how Drake is. So, I don't know. Whatever. I think it's dope as of right now. It's just better than what she's been doing. So, go ahead, Sadie. Let me hear how you feel.
You know, I'm going to flip the script with you all the way. First off, didn't we just have this whole big amount of drama in a freaking club? That's been cost a lot of money and caused a lot of controversy over Drake disrespecting Chris Brown about the Rihanna thing, and that it was an alleged rumor. But then when you see this over and over and over and over and over and over, and then this comes in your face, it makes you say, It doesn't really make you sit back and let you know that it don't matter how famous you get, you got to watch your back because somebody might be checking for your chick.
It does. Shit, if you ain't doing your job, then it's just like y'all got money on top of money. So she going to go for everybody that's within her financial, you know, her financial lifestyle. So it's just like, I mean, yeah, if you ain't doing your job, of course. And yeah, they did have that big brawl, but at the same time, who didn't know that Drake and Rihanna was getting a swerve on? Let's be real. Who didn't know? I knew. Y'all ain't know?
Right, but the thing is, me personally, you know, as far as people listen, let me put it on the record that I am by no means, saying that I'm an advocate for people that freaking run around and beat chicks. I do not support that. But what I'm saying is, stop playing God and stop saying, tell me that him allegedly beating Rihanna is, you know, that gives you her a pass to be ratchet and go throw and be in the community chest. I'm sorry, but it just don't add to me. Like, we gonna keep giving her a pass that, oh well, Chris Brown treated so bad. Like, woo-hoo. Okay, Chris Brown treated so bad, but end of the day, does that give you a ratchet pass? So that's my shit. No, end of the day, ratchet is ratchet. You can get, you be beat all day long, but end of the day, if you ratchet, you still ratchet.
True, I feel that. I just say keep it real. But my thing is, in the entertainment world, I don't say, you know, she can get the ratchet passes because she got money, but at the end of the day, she's Rihanna. So we expect the unexpected from Rihanna. So I'm just like, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people shocked by this story, but at the same time, it's like,
I ain't shocked. Ain't nothing shocked to me that done at all. Ain't shocked.
I'm just like,
because she already told us this retreat.
Like,
and that's why I think that her and Chris Brown make a perfect couple, because they just do the most. Both of them just do the most. And really, at the end of the day, all they're doing is being in denial that they love each other that much. That's hard. It's just a freaking wild goose chase.
You gotta take steps. You gotta take steps. I like to say that you got some of the you got a person that you know that it's a potential lifetime. You got your temporary forever, and then you got your stepping stone dude. So Drake just might be the stepping stone.
Goddamn, Drake is a freaking Drake. You said no new friends. You said no new chicks too, man. Come on, son.
No, we're gonna be all day.
So, cause we got in the building. I'm pretty sure I know who this got to be in the building right now.
This is
a very special guest from the DMV, one of the most biggest important areas in the United States ever on Life and Dust Live and on Dust Spot. Everything we got going on. This is one of my good friends in the industry, my girl, Sky Miller.
Hey. What's up, what's up?
What's good?
Nothing. I'm just chilling as usual. It's what I do at 11 o'clock at night.
Okay. You know, sit back, but you be sitting back, going in on Twitter, laughing at people. Metro is going off like last night.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
how
are the people
today?
That was on Team Metro that can call or text somebody what a cell phone's supposed to do.
So what's going on in here today?
Oh my God! You know, you was what's going on. You know, we had a quick little argument about Chris Brown. Rihanna, see, people out here tell me all the time, me and Terry, me and her are very cohesive, and we don't always agree. That's what we try to tell you. We don't always agree with each other. And on this
but
one,
we
not agreeing. We not agreeing on this one at all.
Right. Kind of crazy. But we always meet at a certain point. I can say that. We always got a certain agreement inside of
watching.
Yeah, I was listening to this Chris Brown, Rihanna, Drake discussion that you guys were having.
What you guys say? No, I know you got something to say.
I do. I mean, he was wrong for what he did, but I'm still team Chris Brown. I am still on Chris Brown's side. Drake, if you think about it, that song started from the bottom. He didn't start from the bottom. He had a pool in his backyard.
True.
He started from the grassy. Okay.
Let me just sit back and do my umbrella tree. I'm never on this woman top out right now.
True. But okay, so Team Chris Brown, I can say Drake did not. We all agree on that. Drake did not start from the bottom, dude. You've been on TV since you were young. Okay.
And ever since he played No New Friends, he didn't have about 10
new
friends after that.
Right. But okay, so what we got to say about Chris Brown, though? Because at the same time, Chris Brown was the sympathy dude, as I remember seeing dudes whooping on his mama.
Oh, Chris Brown, he's not in the clear either. He already got the people on him about Rihanna. He goes and slaps a fan? How freaking stupid could you be?
Yeah, everybody got a few lies in the industry, so I think we made about a point with that. Chris Brown ain't no saint, Drake ain't no saint, but it's, hey.
Rihanna is far from a saint, so, I feel like this. Whatever floats her boat, whoever she wants to be with, that's her business. She's not paying my bills. I could care less
what
she's dealing with.
Exactly. I feel that. Definitely.
She got that, like I said, she got the community chest. Everybody wants to dig in the community chest on Monopoly, and I always want their turn.
True. Depending on how you look at it. And the thing is, I feel like with Rihanna, though, if y'all could agree or not, but I feel like in a way, she's intelligent. Because it's just Rihanna knows exactly what to do, regardless if it's flipping a nipple, whatever she's doing, she knows how to keep her name going on and on.
Hey, they're all intelligent, say too. All three of them are intelligent. Drake's intelligent,
yeah,
Chris Brown's intelligent.
So,
I think they all just, they all know that keeping this triangle going is going to continue a whole
it's
lot
for
of
entertainment purposes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pure entertainment. So we can't say everybody keep it real, but at the end of the day, I'm just saying, like, it'd be nice because you got other people that's looking up to y'all, but at the end of the day, they're going to do what they do. So we're going to leave it at that.
And there's no
that
Terry Lamont. I think I can see for the three of us on the phone that Terry Lamont, Ceddy J, and Sky Millie keeps it real.
Period.
That's
period.
It. Fact. From the
DMV. Sky.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'm not getting on to her because we, you know, like I said, we try to move off them because we almost got angry again. That was
oh, jeez.
Yeah, my blood pressure was raising over here.
I was already mad today at work. I was like, man, get me off. Boy, I saw the last 10 minutes. I was like, it is a window sun that doesn't end. I'm like, come on, man, 10 minutes, go home.
Lamb chops, though. Lamb chops.
Yes, lamb chop flow. But first
that
off, Sky, you
what's
got
that?
To everybody. First off, yeah, you know, because first off, you're from the DMV, one of
yes.
my favorite areas. I need to go take a trip to the DMV, and I mean every piece of it, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. I just need to go the whole month trip through there and just show some love because y'all are another great entity that shows so much love to the show. Whether it's music or models, there's so much love from that area. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of tell everybody first, you know, what part of DMV you represent, and two, how you actually got into modeling.
Well, I'm from PG County, so that's just about all that is. I went to Duval High School, Northwestern High School. I started kind of just playing around. My art teacher was a photographer. She was like, hey, you're very photogenic. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm in the 10th grade. I'm not thinking about that. I'm trying to think about what class I'm skipping next, to be honest. But I took a couple pictures with her, and it wasn't until I met with Miss Rashida, who is the CEO of Countless Visions. She's from New York. She got me my very first real photo shoot. We did a calendar for 2009. And that's when I really started, like, hey, maybe I really should model. And from there, Rashida's been booking me gigs. I've been hosting at clubs. I did a couple magazines, Latin Ink magazine down in Miami for their online. And that was really it. I got a couple more gigs coming up, but stay tuned for that. I won't leak it on the radio.
All right.
You got to give us one of them. You got to throw one of them because we got to know.
Just one. All right. I have a gig coming up in Miami in November. I will be hosting. I'll email you guys the details so you'll be the first to know. I'll be hosting in Miami in November, the 1st through the 4th at a club down there. So I'm really excited about that. I'm actually really excited to be on your show.
Don't make us start blushing now. We're trying to do good today. we try to keep our serious face on today. We ain't trying to blush, all right?
Hey, you guys can blush because my mom is sitting there listening. So, hi, Mommy. I know you're listening.
Hey, Mommy.
Hi, Mom. Gotta give my mom love because she's been supporting me forever.
The name Sky Millions, you got to tell us about that. Where did Sky Millions come from?
Okay. It was actually me and Rashida sat down one day and asked me, what do I want from this? So I was outside on the phone with her looking up at the sky, and I'm like, I'm reaching for the sky while I'm reaching for my millions. And it just kind of clicked together. It was like, fine, Sky Millions. That's just what it is. We never look back. We never second-guessed it. And I'm still climbing. The sky is not the limit because it's stuff a little further than the sky, but I'm reaching. And I won't stop till I get there.
When you're reaching the sky, you get to the sky, you're getting your millions. Once you get past the sky, it's a wrap. It's going to get worse.
Yep. Millions, billions, trillions. I'll be up there. You'll see me. I'm just beginning.
Times infinity.
I'm told, I've that's been in my head all that joke's been in my head all day.
Infinity times infinity. Oh Lord.
There you go.
Yes. Oh man. I thought no. It's gonna be one of those new jokes in the thing. And plus, you know, what do you think? You know, I never asked about this on Hump Day, but it's just hilarious. I'm in a goofy mood right now.
Oh geez, I'm scared.
As far as our PSA of the show every Hump Day is, if you're gonna hump somebody, please do it responsibly,
yes.
And please. As far as what do you have to say as far as regarding that to the listeners out there, encouraging them to do it responsibly?
First off, before you even think about doing it responsibly, I say go get checked, go get tested. Everybody needs to be tested. Me personally, please. I get tested every 3 months. I don't care if I haven't done anything for 3 years. I'm still going to get tested every 3 months. Please go get tested and wrap it up because everybody is recycling each other. So let's not pass anything to anybody.
Help.
That is it. Yes. Matter of fact, your first date should be to the clinic, okay? Let's go get tested together because I want to see your papers before we do anything. I need tetanus shots, rabies shots. I need all of that.
I need to see you. You know, yeah, for real. Let me make sure your DNA. We ain't got the same DNA. We ain't kissing cousins.
Exactly.
All right.
But see, yeah. But like you said, part of the testing part is doing it responsibly. People don't. Like I said, that means it's so many things that go into the doing responsibly thing. You gotta. Make sure, and you know, you're going to do something with somebody, you need to know who you're doing something with.
Don't hey, you can be your husband.
I know some of y'all
be
wanting
brother,
to pop it off. Y'all be like, man, I'm horny tonight, man. You know, I'm not trying to say you got to be, I'm not even judging and saying you got to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. I'm just saying, make sure you know who you're going to do something with.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's too much going around nowadays, and people are dying just for no reason off of just not being conscious of their health.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not even dying. They have the rest of their life. They can't do it with the same way they used to. Now, you know, some of them want to have children.
It's cutting the
rate down on them wanting to have children. All kind of stuff like that. So. Yeah, I remember, it's a thing. It's about a lifestyle thing, man. The rest of your life can be changed in the matter of a second.
Huh?
So, yes. All right, so next thing, I wanted to jump ask you, too, because, I mean, it's something, you know, as far as just shoots, I was asked this, and some of y'all try to dodge me, some of y'all do, but I ain't going to let you dodge me. I'm going to let you know that now for asking this question. Don't try to run. As far as who's your favorite photographer that you have worked with so far, who would you say and why?
Oh, that's got to be a hard one. I have to pick just one?
Just one.
Sheesh.
Hold on. Let me get your thinking music ready. All right.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that. It is okay.
All right, I got my answer. All right.
Okay.
Robert Eilett from BS2 Photography. He's down in Virginia Beach, actually.
Okay, VA. All right, so
yeah.
Why? Why did you pick him?
Because he's fun. He's comfortable. I'm very comfortable around him. He makes everything just as smooth as ice. Like, he's a wonderful photographer. He edits very, very, very well. Actually, a couple of the pictures I just posted onto the website are from him.
Oh, my, yeah, man, because I'm about to talk, I was talking about the first one. The very first one you put in there was actually from him. That was the one where you had the black chair and some black
yep.
and white. He does really good black and white pictures. And
yes.
man, the ones that you just posted, man, those were scary. Those were pretty serious. I'm new ones. I was like, wow, okay. And I like this one that he did. Actually, like, this is one, and it says art all the way to me, where like y'all faces are like white, and one
mm-hmm.
has shades on, and the other one doesn't. I love that shot. That shot is like you said, the editing in it is killer, man. It's like I'm looking at it now, like this dude. You can say you like that's something like you can put like in an art gallery. That's how crazy it looks.
Yeah, he's one of the best. He's actually he does photography for a lot of celebrities too, so he's really good.
Shout out to Robert Allen, man. I looked at him, I'm like, when I first saw that one yesterday, I was staring at it so long because I was like, wow, like it's so much, it's just crazy just watching, like, how good the shot was. Like, it was throwing me off. I'm like, wow, like some people, you know, some people just want to go to some of these pictures and just look at y'all butts and stuff. But I know I'm pretty much on a full spectrum of thought process, and I gotta look at it and say, oh, okay, let me see. I guess you see that, and he knows all the little stuff. I'm like, I gotta have different distractions in the picture to keep my attention.
Yeah, I'll be shooting with him within the next 2 months, so look out for those pictures.
All right, because it's getting real.
Yeah,
it is.
Trying to do my 2014 calendar, so he'll be the one that's doing it. So now you know.
Yeah, you know, yeah, definitely let me know in the calendar. Like I told y'all, man, let me.
We'll be watching.
These models, they think I'm playing. I want, if y'all got posters, let me know because I want to buy some posters of people in calendars, some calendars, and post them and make my, and de-versionize my walls. My walls in here. They're very versionized, and they need to be diversionized, and then you have pictures. I want to be, you can't see no more white space on the wall because there's so many pictures on the wall.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I come help you fix that. I'll come help you put up as many pictures as
make
you want.
Make sure you work on that, all right?
I got you. I always keep my word, so know that.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick song break. We can come back. We're going to chop it up some more with you. And y'all know what's getting ready to come up after you come back. One of the craziest parts of the show, tearing up time with Terrence. So,
Scott,
come on,
baby.
Terrence about to turn it up to the next level on you.
Oh, Lord, I'm scared.
Don't be. No, I'll take advantage.
Don't be stirred.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I'm going to play this track by our boy King Louie. This is Val Venus. We'll be back.
I'm violent. Videos, smoking dope with an Asian hoe. Throwing up L's, that's the way it go. I made it, bro, when they hate it, though. I just say so, and taste that dough. Beat the pussy up like I hate your hoe. Shoot him in and chill it in the face no more. Smaller like a young nigga trying to go pro. Smoking on death, call that so-so. Look like the gun ain't shooting no more. I know you don't know, cause you'll do a little more. I'm a big D, nigga, you a little hoe. We be out in Cali smoking O's back close. Go against the team and you gon' get exposed. Rap to say shots, nigga, out to the O's. I'm the man, what did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, bump a nigga hustle like tell me when to go. No love making back to making that dough. Who the fuck are you, bitch? I own move, boo. Swagging in my Louis and I own goose too. I'm slow mo, cause I'm off 2-2. Every money got my pockets on Bruce Bruce. 30 Papa 2s, but I still cool. Do a whole bad, tell a bitch roof roof. I can hide to get, bitch, you ain't loop proof. These niggas ain't me, no, they ain't too cool. Cause too strong, bitch, free, be smooth. You can be smooth, but we can eat too. Send this bitch up, man, it's all on you. Shoot a nigga down, make him fall on you. More rounds popping out, getting all on you. More money at the factory, it fall on you. Lean Walgreens and the guns are true. Every nigga with me, arms in the shoot. Ball like a hoop. Fuck a nigga business, throw the tools, call it cool. Bitches on dick, hella love in the crew. Every day I win, call me double you. These niggas hate these bitches, love Lulu. Fuck you. I'm the man, what did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know,
I'm wildin', I'm the man. Little do they know. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's still about that time. It's about that time when my girl Tara and her mom had to turn up the next notch. So, Sky, I hope you're ready because sometimes it gets extra real.
Oh, Lord. Before it gets real. Hi, Genji. I know you're listening. I love you. I'll call you later.
Genji?
Genji, that's my cousin. She's listening. I thought she wasn't, but she definitely texted me and said she was listening.
She said, hey, I'm listening. Don't be saying I ain't listening.
All right. So, Miss Sky, my first question is, what are your positive visuals and your negative visuals on the modeling industry today compared to back in the day?
Whew. All right, let's start with, can I start with the negatives? Is that okay?
Go ahead. Start with whatever you want.
The negatives, I feel like the way that society is pushing on models now, you have to be a 36D with a 24-inch waist and a 50-inch butt. Like, not everybody's built like that. We're not all built to be a size zero for runway. We're not all built for, you know, plus size. And there's nothing wrong with plus size, but that's just, you know, not me. And I'm comfortable with the size that I am. And I don't feel like society should make it as though each person has to look the same. We're all different. We all have different characteristics, attributes, and everything. So I feel like that's a negative that shouldn't be out there. I feel like they should say, hey, be yourself. That's what makes you beautiful. Don't get breast implants or butt injections. That doesn't make you beautiful. That makes you fake. I mean, not knocking anybody who does it, you know, but that's just, I don't feel like you should have to do that to make, for yourself to feel beautiful.
Right.
With positive, I think the photography's gotten a little better. The way that, you know, we edit or not edit, you know, where we're taking pictures and stuff like that, that's gotten better versus just the black and white pictures from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like pinup style. But I do like pinup style. So if there's any photographer listening who can actually do pinup style, contact me. I'm your girl.
Okay. That's nice. I definitely got to agree with you on the negative. Being in the modeling industry, I mean, it's hard. I mean, people think it's easy just taking pictures. I mean, it is hard. It's not like said that you have, I love women for their unique. Everybody is unique to me. I don't care if you're big, small, tiny. That's just how it is. I mean, I done did high fashion, my mother did urban. So to be, it's two totally different genres, but at the same time, we're all still people. So I don't understand why a girl with more curves can't rock a dress, because sometimes she makes it look better than somebody that looks like a straight pole. Then you have some skinny girls that actually look good in lingerie, too. Why does she have to have a big blown-up butt? Why does Photoshop have to play such a big role into what you're selling?
Exactly.
So, yeah, you have to focus on that positive. My positive insights, I could agree with you as well. There is a lot more photographers that are coming up, and I say that in a positive and negative way, because you got a lot of people to get a camera and say they're a photographer.
And they're just creeps.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people that just are, they're shitty photographers, excuse my language, they're shitty photographers. But they know what to do with Photoshop, and let's just say it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how to work Photoshop. So you get mixtures. I definitely agree with you, though. So walk me through the closet of Sky. So, let's say me and you are meeting. Me and you are meeting for a one-on-one session. And I done called you like, girl, you have to be here in 5 minutes. What would Sky throw on? What's your style? Let us know what makes Sky Sky.
I would throw on a beater and some shorts and some wedges. I'm not going to lie. I have more heels and wedges in my closet than I actually have clothes.
Oh, okay, so you're a heel girl. So you prefer heels over sneaks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I will have the same shoe in different colors.
Oh, okay. I've been guilty of that before. I bought the same dress like 4 or 5 times in a different color. I've been there. Dope. That's definitely dope. So where do you want modeling to take you? Do you just want to blow up in modeling, or do you have different aspects to where you're trying to touch base with? Are you trying to own a business? Are you trying to go around and inspire other females to get into modeling, and how to deal with modeling and how to create a business? Because what most people don't understand, modeling is a business. This is not just taking pictures looking pretty. We can do that all day on Instagram, Twitter, hey, on your camera phone.
Yes,
so
amen.
What platform, I must say, do you see modeling getting you to? Are you just strictly modeling, or what's your dreams? What's your goals? Do you have something else that you want to get into?
Actually, I do. Well, right now I'm in school for criminal justice. In all reality, I really do want to be an investigative forensics. I want to be part of like the crime scene technician scene. That's my scene.
Okay.
Ultimately, I do want to open up my own law firm, but I still want to do modeling. I want girls to look up to me, younger girls, and say, "Hey, she's modeling, but she's intelligent, too. She owns her own business. She does this, 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 and she's not all about just this one." Because at the end of the day, God forbid, if something happens to me and I can't model anymore, what do I have to fall back on?
Boom. Smart. That's very smart. Very smart. I definitely commend you on that, because what a lot of females don't understand, and that's what I was telling people, because with me being a person that kind of, I do a lot. You know, so people always, she doesn't do it. People pass judgment statistically, you know, and they put me in different categories. They put us all in categories. We're all human, so we're all always put in some type of category. So when you look at it, it's just like, hey, tomorrow, what if modeling doesn't work? I mean, let's be real. If you're not modeling today, you're stripping. That everybody's modeling and stripping. Let them tell you. Let them tell it. So
yeah.
What makes you different? That's the
legit question right now?
No. That's just saying for everybody. You can touch base if you want to say what you feel separates you from other people. Of course you can, but I'm just saying that's the question that females need to ask themselves before they go modeling thinking they're so high maintenance. No, baby. It's a lot of people for you.
And it's a lot of girls out here who think, you know, they can jump right into modeling. Oh, I'm going to get my first check tomorrow. I'm going to go buy me my red bottoms or spend it on Fendi or whatever it is that they buy now. I'm not with those name brand chicks. I don't have to have Versace anything. I am very content shopping at Guccini and Rainbow, okay? I have no problem with it. But at the end of the day, like I said, what are you going to have? You spend all your money on all this materialistic stuff. What do you have to fall back on? What are you saving for? What are you building towards?
Investing in, exactly. And I'm glad you just touched base on that, because I was just about to ask you about makeup. Because I had a little thing on Instagram today where a girl felt that she had to strictly comment about MAC products. Okay. Well, I don't know if you use MAC, but I'm going to touch base on that. But me, personally, I use Estee Lauder. I use what, like, anything you think of, really. Like, Chanel, what? We'll go to Target and get some regular stuff. It's just like I'm an original person is what I was going to touch base with you, because I don't like people that flip into, oh, well, I'm going to get MAC. No disrespect to MAC, because they make good products. But is it for me? No. I'm not about to walk around looking like I have 8 faces. So with that, you know, which face gonna come off, 3 or 4? Like, I don't understand what I'm getting out of this. So I look at this like, with you, I like that though. I like that about you, that you're original like that. Do I have Versace? Yeah, but at the same time, you'll see me have Versace perfume, but you'll see I have a mixture. Like, I like stuff. Like, if I'm having it, it's because I like it. It's not because everybody
right.
saying it's the thing to do. So with that, what kind of makeup brands do you use? What are some things that you use? Are you just a regular girl? You're going to Target, whatever matches my skin, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to make it work. Like, what's up?
All right. Let me hit you to something real quick, okay? I am not a makeup fan. I like my lip gloss, and I might do a little eyeliner here and there, and that's it. I have my own personal makeup stylist. She's not really like a makeup stylist, but she really is. My little sister, okay? If I have something to do, I got a video shoot or a photo shoot or whatever, I yell and I go up to her room, knock on her door and say, can you beat my face real quick, please? She might or might not say yes, because she does have a life. But when she does, she beats my face to the T with whatever she has in her room, and I don't question it. She does what she does, and I leave it to her. So lip gloss is all me. Makeup, that's my sister's thing.
All right. Okay. I like that. Definitely like that. So I always ask everybody that comes on the show, because in the business world, I mean, we all been there. I'm not perfect. I found myself getting to the point to where people was asking me, how do you separate your business life from your personal life? Me, at a time when I actually realized the question, it screwed me up. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, well, I don't think I have a personal life. I'm like, damn, I'm just looking at them in their face like, damn, they really just asked me that, you know. So with me, I'm going to ask you that question. How do you separate your business life from your personal life?
There is a time and place for everything. I feel as though my business should be conducted on certain days of the week, because I do have a job, a regular
uh-huh.
job. So from that, I do have business. Me and my brother, Jerome, are in the middle of working out our plans to open up a club next year. You guys are more than welcome to come when it opens.
Don't do that to me, because I'm a DJ too. Hey.
Well, I'll be talking to you too soon. Mm-hmm. And you can host, because you do very, very well. But personal life, I really, not saying I don't have one, but I'm a homebody. So when I'm at home, I'm at home. When I'm out, I'm normally out with my cousin or, you know, my brother, my sister, my mom, or whatever. But I'm not a big fan of being around a bunch of people, because I can get in trouble by myself. I don't need to be around a bunch of people to get me in trouble, and I didn't do anything.
Right.
So I would rather make it a blockbuster night. We can order some pizza. We can cook some food. My sister makes her little honey buns, the cinnamon rolls. We can sit at home, watch a movie, eat those, and I'm fine. I very rarely go out unless it's, you know, just a host, or me and my cousin wants to go out, get a couple drinks, or just kind of lounge around for a little while just to get away. But as far as that, I'm too focused on this club that we're doing, school, work, and this modeling to be even concerned about anything that could possibly stray me off track.
Nice.
So no new friends?
No new friends.
No new friends. Just new
friends. Keep them squared.
Not that Drake's no new friends, but Drake, he keeps saying that, but I keep seeing him have new friends that start talking about.
He got a new friend every day.
Poor guy, I did say no new friends, but maybe just one more.
Maybe just one. Look, I don't like waffles, okay? I will eat pancakes. I don't want squares in my circle, not even in waffles.
That's a good one. That's a quote. That's a quote that people are going to be left with. That's a, y'all can try to steal that if you want to, but that's a Sky Millie original. I can say, all y'all want to. I'll keep squares in my circle, not even on waffles, okay? I like that.
Not even on my waffles.
That's going to become a tweet later. You hope you know that. I'll make sure I tag you in that tweet.
Oh, Lord.
Like,
and I'm going to retweet it.
You just blew my mind. That I'm like tripping out that post.
And I make sure I retweet it. And I'll post it on Instagram for you.
Yeah, Instagram, Stay Flexing.
Hey.
All right. So you got to take us. You know, a lot of times we be on our Robin Leach show here, where we have people from different cities. They take us on a virtual tour on a day in the life of being in a city. If I want to go to certain places, what I do in a day, like eating, going out, whatever. All right, so if I'm coming on, say, a Friday, and I'm trying to find something to do all Friday, from sun up to sundown, and then some. most of I say sun up to sun up. What's the perfect day in your area?
Perfect day. Let's start in Beltsville at Sardi's. Okay, they're a Peruvian place. The pollo a la brasa is the charbroiled chicken. Oh my God,
okay.
It's the best. Start there. Yeah, I think I got hungry. I might actually want that tomorrow. So, Mom, if you're listening, can we go to Sardi's? Thanks. after Sardi's, I would say let's go to the mall, maybe Arundel Mills, maybe Columbia. Pick out your attire for later. We can hit happy hour at Stadium. We can actually stay at Stadium all night. They don't close till 4. Or you can do happy hour at Stadium. And bar hop at, where were we at? Adams Morgan. It's always fun out there, very eventful. And then from there, we always make our normal stop at IHOP.
Okay.
Yes, you didn't say Waffle House. Thank you. Somebody, have you ever had a Waffle House? You said you don't even do the squares, but I hate Waffle House. I personally... I am team anti-Waffle House.
We have a pancake house out here, if that's what you mean. But Waffle House, we don't do those.
No.
IHOP is called the
no
International
House
of Pancakes. No waffles. Pancake House. No waffles. Those are the only two options.
Because every time, I was roasting somebody on Twitter with that. We were going back and forth to try getting a war with me about Waffle House versus IHOP. And it just Waffle House always cut corners and they freaking sauce. They sauce me. I'm like, the kids made you sauce me. Man, what's going on with that? Come on, man.
Oh yeah,
they
cutting
corners too much to me.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. If Stadium closes, we can always go to Fuego's. Fuego's doesn't close until 7.
I know about Fuego's, but I see a lot of the ISO Divine fans talk about Fuego's all my timeline.
Yes, because they're popping all the way until 7. They might not tell you how much it is to get in after a certain time, but it's $22 after like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dang, that's crazy.
Hey, that pole better be made out of gold, and she better be calling up the pole on her stomach, okay? $22.
Right, I know, like I just came from Memphis this weekend. Shout out to Memphis.
Fourth of July,
it always throws me out because the bar is open. You know, Texas, we so lame. We had to start liquor at 2 a.m. in the bars or whatever. But I was in Memphis. I'm sitting here like, 5 o'clock in the morning. That club was turned up from 10 to 5. And I literally mean it was turned up from 10 to 5 the whole time. Like, I'm still recuperating from it now. Like, it was that loud.
Well, I need
okay,
to go
so
there.
I see we got a caller. And it's from your area. This is going to be nosy and see what we got. We got
oh, Lord. Who is this?
Who we got? Who we got from the 240? Hello.
Who
call
is
from
it?
240-447. You on
life with us.
240.
What's good? Tell my mama.
I just got a caller.
Sorry.
Hello?
Okay, hello?
Sorry, yes, it is.
Hi, mommy.
There she goes. What's up? What's up?
What's up?
Hi. I just want to thank you guys for giving her the opportunity to talk to you.
Oh, geez.
Being on
thanks
your show.
For making me blush.
No
problem.
No, we do appreciate it, Mama Millie. We appreciate it.
Definitely. We appreciate daughter.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You guys are doing a great job, too. And just so you know, I do support her in everything that she does. You know, she keeps everything positive, you know, and that's what I really, that's why I like what she does. You know, at first it's like, okay, it's a little too skimpy there, but looking, I mean, really looking at the pictures, they're very artistic. And I wasn't trying to get you guys off the subject or anything, but I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, no.
You.
That's
oh, no. Oh, no. We haven't got time for the caller. We haven't got time.
Yeah,
we
needed that. That needed to be heard. That definitely needed to be heard because you got parents that don't always support. You know what I mean? So I definitely commend you for backing her because that I'm telling you, that really, along her journey, you're going to see how much of your support is going to keep pushing her, and your support is going to help her transition into the woman that she wants to be. So I definitely commend you for being a parent supporting yours. That's beautiful.
Thank you. And can I say something to the parents?
Definitely.
I don't know how many parents are listening, but what I would say is don't be closed-minded, you know, listen to your child and see what it is that they really want to do. And I mean, even something like this, artistic nude is wonderful. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. I would say, you know, look at the pictures, look at, or even go with them on their shoots, go, you know, and see what kind of people that they're dealing with. If you, you know, I talked to the people myself. I've talked to a couple of places, you know,
and yes, she does.
New York. Oh, yeah. I don't have a problem asking certain questions. And the thing is, if she's uncomfortable, she'll say, okay, well, can you check this person out? And I was like, okay, let me call. I'll call and I'll ask the questions. And if I'm uncomfortable with their answers, I mean, there's a couple of questions I always ask. You know, what about expectations? Because that's a big thing. Looking at, you know, I'm saying in the industry, I know there's a lot of sex. And there's a lot of expectations for that. You know, take the pictures. You do this for me, and I'll do this for you. You know, and she's not that kind of person. So,
oh,
You know, yeah, I got this feeling from this guy one time. They wanted to do a shoot in New York, and I asked him a couple of questions. After the second question, I said, oh, no, I didn't. I told her it wasn't a good idea. And listen to your gut. You know, for the models as well as the parents, listen to your gut. It's never wrong. So, you know, and I'm glad she didn't end up going to that particular one because I found out later on it wasn't a good idea.
Nice. Well, at least you're backing her. For sure,
yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
I'm going to be 45 still calling my mama, okay?
Well, hey, I tell you how to do it. Some people don't have their turns. You know, they don't have their turns around to, you know, guide them in. You know, some people take that for granted. I don't care if, you know, if your relationship with your parents is not the best, you still got to respect them and still be thankful for the fact that, hey, at the end of the day, some people don't have their parents, and they wish they could turn at the end of time and enjoy every last one of those moments they were on earth.
And you mm-hmm. have to trust that they can make wise decisions on their own. You have to trust what you put in them will allow them to make good choices.
Exactly.
Definitely.
I can say to my parents, it's like, you know, like you said, like parents, supportive parents, and my parents are supportive between, you know, some of the stuff that, hey, okay, let me help you with this, you know, help you get to meet these people. Or they'll run into people and talk me up, and then I end up meeting the connection because of them. Like, that's the type of thing. They take a very active approach in making things happen for me. So I appreciate my parents, too. And, like, Sky, your mom, man, it just shows. And then, like, my parents, I just see that support, like you said, support what your kids are doing. Even if, like you said, even at first, you're like, oh, my God, I don't know. Okay, but just listen and take a chance because the fact they came and told you, that means they got respect for you. So respect when they come and tell you.
Yeah, and that's one thing I appreciate about her. She's very honest, and we talk about absolutely everything, and I mean absolutely everything.
Hey, Mom.
Yes.
Hell.
So you heard earlier she said that she said she wants you to take her to get something to eat tomorrow, right? You did teach
that,
right?
Yeah, start East tomorrow. Thanks.
Yeah, I know it. I know it's going to be a busy day. I owe her one,
you
so yeah,
you're
I'm the, taking
you it. You have an air on the spot, man. But now.
That's
funny. So you're like, okay, now you're on the air now. You can't say you ain't going to go.
I know. I can't renege on it. I won't.
If she doesn't take me, I'm calling you guys. I just want y'all to know. Y'all backed up because you heard it firsthand.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm not going to hold you guys. I'm going to sign off. I just wanted to, you know, put that out there, let you know. I appreciate this so much, this opportunity for her, you know.
Oh, thanks,
and I look forward to seeing you guys if you get up, you know. When, I'm going to say when you get here, not if you get here. When you get
here. No, ain't no if, because I'm coming to DMV. I keep saying it. It's too much of my model of music fans out there for me to not be out there and come, like, just act a fool. So I'm, like, so ready to be out there.
All right.
I got you when you get here.
Y'all going to know where I'm there because all of a sudden y'all going to see a butt. I'm going to throw, don't forget, everybody throw confetti or something. I'm going to take something random and just throw it up in the air. And that's what y'all know I'm going to be there. I'm going to tell you, I know I'm going to like some sprinkles. Everybody can say, I'm going to put like some ice cream sprinkles and just throw them as soon as I get out the plane or whatever. But like, I'm here.
And I'll be waiting for you, Patty, waiting for you.
All right. Just make sure you get an umbrella. Those sprinkles coming hard, so you got to make sure you're ready for it.
Well, you hit me with some sprinkles, I got a water balloon for you. I'm just saying.
No, don't tell me about that. You're traumatized. I started having a relapse, so I never be getting in front of a water balloon. No.
Water balloon.
Come back to your light. Come back to your light. Oh, my God. So, it is looking down the blue from in my ear. So, again, go ahead and let everybody know as far as, you know, what links they can find to keep up what you got going on, Scott.
You can follow me on Twitter at Sky Millie. You can find me on Instagram. I'm always on Instagram 24 hours a day, 7 million days a week. It's Sky _ Millie. That's spelled SKY _MILLII. I'm not on Facebook very often, so you might not want to find me there because I don't post anything there. So, oh, my website is www.skymillie.webstarts.com. You can find all my pictures there. And at Dustspot, you will always find me on Dustspot. Always, Sky Millie.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Yeah. Because you got some hot stuff on there. And again, you know, I appreciate you coming through. And I got to give some shout out to people that have been listening. But girls, Junie, obviously one of our greatest supporters. You know, shout out to you for always showing love to everybody. Shout out to my girl Nicola J. She'll be on the show tomorrow. She's been showing love every day to all of the miles. But that's what I love to see. Like, people always wanting to go, oh, support me, support. You know, but heck, she's support. You know, it takes time. Now, you can't complain about people not supporting you if you not reach out to support other people. So Big ups to her for, you know, just showing love. She's been showing love all week. She's like, yeah, they come on the show. Make sure you check them out. So, you know, I appreciate you so much for that OKC. That's, you know, that's her nickname for me, OKC. And everybody else that's listening too, man, where you listening live on the archives, appreciate y'all. Now, you got to go ahead and share it with everybody know how they can catch the show if they missed it.
All right, y'all can catch the show on blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ or on the TuneIn app or on the iTunes app or on the Spot. So just like that, babies.
All right.
And shout out to you guys for keeping it live and keeping it real.
No problem.
Yeah, I got to do it one more time. Yes, keeping it live and keeping it real on Life That Does Live on one of my favorite days of the week. I'll let this guy say it better.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Hey!
Oh, man. So, again, man, I appreciate everybody coming through the show. We'll see. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow's show, man. Definitely check it out. My girl, Neela J, a.k.a. LKC, in the building. So, y'all check it out. And then meet and greet. We got meet and greet coming up this Friday in downtown Fort Worth. So, Dallas-Fort Worth area people, I need y'all to be there. Because already a lot of people are coming in. Even Neela J coming always to open because of meet and greet. So, this is going to be crazy, y'all. I hope y'all know. It's fourth annual Dust Mall a month. We're not playing. It is what it is. All right, y'all, we have to build it and remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a sky, or where there's a T, like Terry Lamoske, or there's a U. There is. Oh, wait, y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust Mall.
Life at the Dust
Mall. Your boy, Teddy J, is Terry Lamoske.
Girl,
we see y'all tomorrow, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
In the words of Chris Brown, who kind of watched Drake take his girl.
Don't throw no bottle.
Don't throw no bottle.